Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. We're coming to you live from the National Association of Broadcasters Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm joined by Vladimir Plichko, Product Manager for the Intel Media Server Studio products. Welcome.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here with you.
So, Vladimir, we've been hearing a lot this week about what's going on associated with broadcasting, media transcoding, etc. Tell me a little bit about how the Intel Media Server Studio products fit into our broader strategies in this space.
Software and Services Group at Intel, we are here to help Intel hardware customers to get the most from Intel platforms. So delivering such tools and products as Media SDK and Media Server Studio, we really give software developers everything that they need to get the most efficient ways to work with video on Intel platforms. So we deliver runtimes, drivers, and great tools so they can optimize and work with the workflows and pipelines that they have for video, audio, any type of media processing.
Now, obviously, the platforms that we're talking about are the Xeon processors that are integrated with Iris Pro graphics. Is that correct?
That's correct. This is something that we target as the most powerful, most high-dense platform, which would work for the most of the broadcasters, live streaming providers at industry.
Tell me a little bit about the customers that are actually using the Media Server Studio and what they're trying to do in terms of tuning their applications and solutions using the tools that Intel is providing.
We deliver the software development kits, which help to get access to Intel hardware and use graphics processors capabilities as easy as possible. So we provide an API to hook with the hardware through software. Mm-hmm. And the tools that can help to optimize the video workflow. And one example is our Video Pro Analyzer tool, which is primarily for codec developers with a focus on encoding and their QA teams. So anything where you need to get the higher quality, visual quality, you can use Video Pro Analyzer to inspect, debug the streams, and tune your encoder in a way it would bring more efficiency and more quality to the actual viewing experiences.
Now, you mentioned the Video Pro Analyzer. I was looking at the codecs that it supports, and it's like an alphabet soup of codecs. Why is it supporting so many, and why does the industry rely on so many codecs for encoding?
Yeah, because the cycle of replacing some of the codecs by more efficient, it's taken many years. So we currently have at the market some of the vendors still working with the well-adopted codecs such as MPEG-2 or AVC. And with emerging codecs such as HEVC, which is the new way, given much better compression, or something that Google, for example, brings to the market with VP9 codecs, it's also something that gets a lot of attention. So codec developers really have to keep up with the pace of new codecs coming to the market, getting adopted, and that's why we have to support those guys with our tools.
Now, I know that you just released a new version of the Video Pro Analyzer. What new features did we add to this version?
First of all, we've added some of the extensions to the HEVC codec standard, such as scalable HEVC. It's a way to efficiently compress high quality and high resolution stream and get, along with this stream, smaller screen and less frame rate stream. This way, codec developers can really make sure that with the changing network bandwidth, they can still get reliable viewing experience to dynamically changing the frame rate or resolution. They can still make sure that viewer, the end user, can see the movie or any type of the video flawlessly and smoothly and be able to just readjust that.
I heard about a technology called Intel Stress Bitstreams and Encoder. Tell me what that is.
Yeah, it's an Iris tool, which is a part of our Media Server Studio family, and it's primarily targeting video decoder developers and their test teams. At the market, you really have to make sure that your decoder is compliant with the standard, then make sure that it's robust and it works in such a worst-case scenarios where it has to work with limitations on memory or bandwidth. So we are delivering the video streams, which are architectured in a way they can cover such scenarios, so codec developers can use those streams to test their decoders. One thing that is different from what other vendors in that market have, we have a tool which called Random Encoder. It's the way to create your own customized streams.
Nice.
So whoever wants to build something specific for their test cases, they can just use it, produce more streams, and get more of that.
So I know that we have a new version of the stress bit streams and encoder out as well. Can you tell me a little bit about what the new features are?
Yeah, we added to the set of extended profiles that we support for the HEVC. We've added monochrome, which helps to cover the most of available profiles in HEVC standard. And with this release, we bring analytical tools, which is extending the set of tools that we have in addition to the random encoder I've mentioned. We now delivering to the customers a way to significantly save time and efforts by optimizing the set of streams they have, so they can just find the bare minimum of the streams they can use for testing particular feature or have it in everyday testing. And another thing I wanted to mention is we are ramping up in the space of the AVS 2.0 codec, which is highly popular in China. So we are adding visual streams to recently launched stress and syntax streams. So we are taking that ramp seriously with this codec as well.
Now, I read something about something called a smoke test screen, and that sounded spooky. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing there.
Sure. So developers and their QA teams always have limitations with respect to how soon they have to deliver something. So they can't, in some cases, run the full set of streams, whole set of test cases they have. Like for the nightly builds or the builds that they have on some cadence, they really want to quickly find an issue. And for this purpose, our smoke test, which is a quick way to find the regression, is the best solution. So it runs quickly. It has a small memory footprint. So whenever you run smoke tests, you can just find something that would crash and start fixing that right away.
This has been really interesting. Congratulations on the new versions of both these tools. I'm sure that some folks will want to take a look at these tools. Where would you send them on the Intel website to find those?
Just go for Intel Developer Zone. You'll find this and any other exciting tools that Intel have for software developers.
Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure for me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.